that I broke up with him. I get it. I really do. But he didn't even fight for me. Yeah, it's been 2 days. He didn't even call up.
You guys in a relationship?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Okay. Well,
you say
talking.
Yeah, you
we're
say
talking.
No.
We are not.
And I told him that and didn't see it going any further. He agreed. He didn't even try.
Why does the friend zone exist?
For losers who are meant to be there.
They don't want a friend zone guy until he starts dating another woman. This is when they start looking at him differently. This is when they start wondering whether it was a good idea to put him on standby, and now they want to date him as well.
I bet they have a lot to say about their feeling after the friend zone guy is gone.
I recently was going on dates with a man, and nice guy, good guy, treated me well. But once I realized that he was not my husband, because I'm only looking for husband energy at the moment, I ended things with him and I sent him a text. It's like it wasn't that serious, you know, I didn't feel like I needed to do it in person. Anyway, so I sent him a text, told him that I didn't see it going any further, and he agreed. He said that he didn't think that he could make me happy. And while I appreciate that, it was a very kind response, he didn't even try.
She clearly wanted to feel validated. She got her ego hurt from the moment he agreed with her. He was not supposed to agree with it. In her mind, he was supposed to try harder, send her flowers, go to her workplace, but he knew his value and that it wasn't worth it. She didn't expect that at all.
He didn't even try and say that he like wanted to change, that he wanted to like whatever. Like, I can be manipulated. I will listen to you. You didn't even try.
The most interesting thing about this video is that she rejected him, but now she is mad because he didn't try or chase her. She just wants to play games and seems like he knew it, and this is why he wasn't willing to entertain it. But if we try to understand her reaction, we will realize that she just wants to have the feeling that she rejected him. It's all about validation. She wants to tell her friends that he wanted her, but she rejected him. But his response messed up her plans. He wasn't supposed to agree with it, because it implies that he also didn't like her, and this is something she is struggling to come to terms with. She shouldn't forget that no means no. Another interesting thing about this clip is when she said the following.
I'm only looking for husband energy at the moment. I ended things with him.
If we listen to someone saying that they are looking for a husband's energy, we are most likely to assume that they mean a very caring, loving man. Someone whom they can trust to build a family with. But this is not what she is looking for, because if that was the case, that guy would be picked. She started by saying that he is a good guy, so he should qualify for it. I think that most of them are chasing the 6-foot Chad, but she will be sent to reality soon, because most Chads rarely commit. Let's read some comments.
She was happy thinking she was binning him, but when he said similar, she was indignant. She needs to grow up. She didn't know that he also couldn't care less whether he stayed with her or not. I think she just got a reality check. What do you think?
This is the most accurate so far. Her power was taken away and it's bothering her a lot. She wanted to have something to talk about with her friends, but now it vanished. Imagine how the conversation between her and her friends would be. She would be happy to tell her friends that she rejected him and he is still pursuing her, texting, calling, and sending flowers. But his reaction cut her plans short, and this is why she recorded this video. Let's check another one.
You don't know what you've got until you lose it, and then it's too late.
It happens more often than we think. A lot of people take what they have for granted, but from the moment they lose it, it seems like they gain a new memory. They start seeing things that they have never seen before, but in most cases, it's too late. The next comment is a bit confusing. I'm not sure if the person who wrote it was being sarcastic or was serious about it. Let's look at it.
He has given up too easily. She wanted him to take the hint, finally proposed to her so she could say yes, but he misread her completely, or he got scared of the commitment and hightailed on her. Sad, really. I also agree with you, Michael. I don't think that this person was serious.
She didn't show any sign of a woman who was serious about having this guy pursuing her. She just wanted to have him chasing her, so she could reject him again just to make herself feel good. The text reads, "When you stop talking to your guy's best friend out of respect of their relationship, wondering if I dodged a bullet or just lost the love of my life." She is not alone. This is what a lot of modern women do. They keep a nice guy in the friend zone as a backup plan, just in case they don't find anything better. But at some point, those nice guys get themselves a girlfriend. And this is when they start thinking whether it was a good idea to leave him in the friend zone. They know that those are good guys, but the idea of finding something better always tricks them, and they end up losing the opportunity to secure a good man. This video also raises another point, which is the fact that some women in relationships claim that they can have a male best friend, and this shouldn't be a problem. But as we can see, the women in the clip had a male best friend as a backup plan. And this is something that most men are not okay with. Most men wouldn't be happy to know that their partner has a plan B ready if things don't go well in their relationship. Let's check some comments.
My girlfriend has this guy friend that I'm a little weary about, but I'm not going to trip about it because I want to trust her. And if she cheats or something like that, I'm just going to leave without a word because of the amount of pain I would be in. But for now, I'm going to trust her. I'm not going to let something that's in my head ruin my relationship.
I like his approach regarding his situation. He is doing his best to fight his instincts. To each their own. Do what works for you. Let's check another one.
But most of y'all are that male best friend waiting for her to become single. It takes two to tango, bro. This shit works both ways. That is also true. Those simps are the ones messing with this game.
Simps are partly to blame for this because they are willing to stay there for as long as it takes until they have an opportunity. But the interesting part of this is when women in a relationship want to keep a backup plan on the waiting list. The next comment is, most guys' worst fear when it comes to their partner's male best friend. Let's read it.
My ex-girl said that. I think I'll throw up before I'm with him. He's just my friend. I don't feel anything towards him. And now she has broken up with me and be with him. He definitely didn't expect that.
Sure, he didn't. But sometimes it happens, and this is why most guys are not comfortable with it. We know that those male besties are just waiting for a slight gap to take advantage of the situation.
You guys in a relationship?
Yeah. No.
Oh. Okay. Well,
you
talking.
Say yeah, you
we're
say
talking,
no.
We are not in a relationship. No.
Okay, I guess we're not.
Miscommunication here.
No, perfect communication. He's actually just an acquaintance. I only recently met him 2 weeks ago.
It was love at first sight, but she's shy. She needs time to build into it. That's what I think.
No, I don't.
Why does the friend zone exist?
For losers who are meant to be there.
Would you say he's in the friend zone?
Yes, I do have a boyfriend.
Oh, you do have a
yes,
boyfriend.
Not him.
Just because there's a goalie doesn't mean he can't score.
I don't even know where to start from. I don't know if it is better to start from the fact that this guy should do his best to increase his self-esteem, or from the fact that she is in a relationship but is still entertaining a guy who she knows wants more than just be a friend. Guys, this is a clear example of what not to do. There are too many people in this world. Do not waste your time and resources entertaining a person who is not on the same page as you are. What is the point in trying to convince someone to be with you? If she doesn't want you, move on. I am sure you will find another person who will. So the longer you stay waiting on a woman with low or no interest, the shorter is the time you're going to spend with the person you meant to be with. Think about that. Based on their interaction, I can say that she is playing the game the right way. He is where he should be on her list. He is there to boost her ego and maybe for other support as well. And I believe that you guys can do better this waiting game, isn't it? Give your time and resources to women who love you, the women who appreciate you. But we can't also ignore that she is a woman in a relationship who is building her list of friend zones. Let's read some comments.
Why some men have so low self-esteem? That is a good question, and this is our reality. A lot of men nowadays have low self-esteem, and this is what creates simps. They are willing to do whatever they can to be close to the women they like, and they have no problem playing the waiting game. What do you think, Michael?
You said it all. And this is why it's important when a man knows his worth. It places him in a position where he can see the game coming from far, and he will be able to remove himself every time it happens. Let's read the next one.
He is playing the long game, and she's using the benefits of him. I think that she is better than him at this game. What do you think?
I have to agree that she is clever. She is the one getting the best out of this situation, while he is just there thinking and hoping that maybe one day she put her guard down and give him an opportunity. But this is not what happens in most cases. Let's check the last one.
She has a man, but she's hanging out with him?
That is a good question. but I think that this is part of the game because the idea is to give the friend zone guy enough so he can stick around while she gets the benefits of their friendship. But she also should consider her partner's feeling when building her plan B list.
This is all for today's video. If you like it, don't forget to subscribe.